The Trump administration says, at least for now, it will not deport so-called dreamers. Those are young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. At the same time, the administration has officially revoked a program that would have protected some of their parents from deportation. Joining us to talk about all this is NPR's Joel Rose. And Joel, explain what happened.
Well, first of all, the Trump administration officially killed an Obama-era program that was intended to protect the parents of U.S. citizens and legal residents, even if those parents were themselves living in the country illegally. But that program was basically dead already. It was never really enforced, and it was blocked by the courts very quickly. But here is what is really striking and does represent a shift in policy. Last night, the Department of Homeland Security said it will allow another Obama-era program to continue. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and it's intended for immigrants who are brought here as children. It, DACA, as it's known, protects recipients from deportation and allows them to get work permits. And DHS has now said in writing that it will continue, which is a reversal of what President Trump promised during the campaign.
What has the reaction been from these so-called dreamers today?
Well, it's sort of a mixed reaction. I mean, on the one hand, there's a lot of relief. It's a big deal for the roughly 800,000 people who've signed up for DACA. Here's activist Muzna Ansari. She's with the New York Immigration Coalition.
It is an important win for those 800,000 individuals. But in the grand scheme of things, there are 11 million undocumented immigrants living in this country who have really been living in fear.
And activists say they really still don't have a lot of trust in this administration, even though it is apparently going to preserve DACA for now.
As you say, this is a reversal of what Trump said on the campaign trail. So what are his supporters saying today?
Some of them are not very happy. But this shift did not come as a total surprise. Since the election, Trump has expressed some sympathy for the Dreamers. And this administration has mostly not tried to deport them, even as it has cracked down on illegal immigration in many other ways. I talked today to Dan Stein, the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which advocates for lower immigration levels. And this is what he said about Trump.
He broke the DACA promise. Are we happy about it? No. Do we believe there was a better approach? Yes. We think they should have allowed the work authorizations to expire. End of story. Full stop.
Stein is taking the long view, though. He says the White House may want to use the DACA program as kind of a bargaining chip in negotiations on immigration reform with Congress. But not all of Trump's supporters are seeing it that way, and some are pretty disappointed.
Ultimately, what does this mean for people who are currently DACA recipients or who might qualify for it but have been afraid to apply?
Well, in the short run, it appears the program will continue. But in the long run, the short answer is we don't really know. I mean, the Trump administration is emphasizing today that this is not a permanent decision on DACA and that the president could still change his mind. But for now, the administration is accepting new applications and DACA recipients can sign up to apply for work permits.
That's NPR's Joel Rose. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.